We recently finished the halachos of netilas yadayim. That's how you prepare to eat bread. So now you also have to make hamotzi on bread. So there's a well-known halacha that there are five grains that a person should make a hamotzi on. And typically, for our purposes now, we'll understand that that just means one should make a hamotzi on bread. And so we know. So we wash our hands, and then we go to. We're supposed to remain silent until we make the hamotzi prayer. But of course, before you make the hamotzi, if someone makes a bracha or something like that, if there is a necessary need to interrupt, you are allowed to make an interruption. So for example, saying amen to a bracha, but also my favorite is, you know, sometimes the person who's making hamotzi, he needs someone to pass the salt on Shabbos, and so he is afraid to say the word salt, but he'll make all the gestures in the world. It'll be like 15 minutes before anyone understands, so that's inappropriate. Just say the word salt, and then someone will pass you the salt. Better to do that than to have 20 minutes of just gesturing in between. Interesting halacha that many people are not familiar with, and that is that a person should, when they make a hamotzi, sometimes you'll see someone just put like one hand on the challahs on Shabbos, and that's that. But ideally, a person should be holding both of the loaves in his hands, and he should be using all 10 fingers to touch the loaves. The reason why this is because there are 10 mitzvos that apply to the preparation of making bread, and in particular, there are 10 mitzvos related to trumos and maestros related to bread. And so ideally, one should use all 10 fingers to touch the loaves when they are making the bracha. Also happens to be that there are 10 words in the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and so therefore we like to use all 10 fingers. That is a chumrah that many people take upon themselves. There's a well-known halacha to have salt on the bread, on the table when you make a hamotzi on bread. This is not just a Shabbos halacha that people think, oh, you put the salt in your bread on Shabbos. No, all the time one should have bread salt on the table, ideally when they are making hamotzi on bread, because of the fact that there's this understanding that our table is representative of a mizbeach, of an altar, and just like on the altar we had salt, so therefore we have salt on the table as well when we make a hamotzi for bread. Lastly, there is a halacha. This is a great debate between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, and we're Ashkenazim, I think, for the most part here, if not entirely, and so therefore we'll talk about the Ashkenaz halacha. There is a prohibition to throw bread. One is not allowed to throw bread, so when you make the hamotzi, sometimes people will throw bread to the people around the table. We've all done it. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. But ideally, a person should not be doing it, because we are supposed to have respect for the bread. Sephardim have a sort of a different perspective where they just like to throw the bread. Don't know why they do that, but it's like they have to throw the bread sometimes. But ideally, a person should not be throwing the bread to show respect for the food that we are eating. But that we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben